I'm the man. Save the Empire.
All right, we're rolling. Hello.
Afternoon, Charlie.
I like your leopard print snuggie. That's a good look for you.
This is by request. Obviously, I'm terrible with emails, comments, and everything because there's just a ton of them. But somebody suggested that we broadcast in snuggies.
Uh-huh.
So I grabbed the ladies because she's always cold.
Okay.
She leaves it here. It's leopard print.
Was that a Christmas gift?
No, just a random gift because I'm nice. I'm very sweet.
Look at you.
You feel left out?
I've got my scarf, so I think I'm good. You've already got a hole, in this thing.
Oh, really?
Maybe it's just a stain.
It's not mine.
No, that's a hot look. You're well on your way to the moo-moo, which you're going to be wearing by the time you're 60.
So, listen, by 60, by next month, I'm unemployed. Like, what am I going to do? Just lay around in a moo-moo? That's what Homer does.
Yeah, you're like, exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. Like Homer Simpson, you wear the funny little hat and the moo-moo, and you're going to have the bird, the water-dipping bird, just tapping the key.
This thing is severely, severely comfortable.
Hey, speaking of The Simpsons, did you watch the 20th anniversary special last night?
Yes, I did. And oh my God, how appropriate was it? Did you feel like they wrote it for us?
Uh-huh.
In case you missed it, Krusty, they brought in a young lady to help him.
Like a sidekick.
Yeah. And it was just about change and how people don't deal with it.
The corporate guy screwing him.
Oh, yeah. Krusty ends up, he's like, I won't do it. What if I won't take this assistant or this sidekick? They're like, well, we'll just fire you.
And then he gets to the guy, please don't fire me. Oh, it was perfect. It was perfect.
I was thinking the same thing when I was watching it.
And I actually didn't dislike Morgan Spurlock in the special that ran after that either. I usually find him a little douchey, but he was actually kind of good.
I only caught a little bit of it. My favorite part was the Gary Larson cameo.
I know. So random.
Who even knows who Gary Larson is anymore?
I was sure that it wasn't actually going to be his voice. When they walked in, he was the official cartoonist of the Capital City nuclear power plant.
I love that you know every detail of this episode that you've seen once.
And I'm like, there's no way that's really Gary Larson. Sure enough, Gary Larson's voice. Not that I know it, but I waited around for the credits, too. And sure enough, Gary Larson.
All I wanted was to see the cartoon he drew, though. I was hoping they would do a close-up on it. Because I haven't seen a Far Side in forever, and it was one of my favorite all time. I guess the only guy that really took up for him after that was the Speed Bump. I don't know if you've seen it. It's a one-panel comic.
Yeah.
And Non Sequitur is the other one that I can think of that really are along the same lines. But there's nothing out there anymore in the comics really worth your time.
There's got to be some kind of licensing deal where they couldn't actually show a Far Side comic, but...
Oh, I'm sure the syndicator owns it.
A lion wouldn't want to see that in an X-ray, wasn't that the line?
And, I mean, speaking of comics, you can look at the room... the studios for the Empire. We have a brand new couch.
I know, this is nice.
The Empire is growing by the day.
I like how you're spending money like it's July of 2008.
But we had to clean the room first before I would bring it in. But you can see my collection, the complete Calvin and Hobbes. Mm. That thing weighs 500 pounds.
Really?
And it's the only books I own that actually look like encyclopedias.
Because you don't own encyclopedias, we know that.
But if you heard us before, you can tell our influences. And Bill Watterson, Gary Larson, guys like that, totally... influenced us. I think Bill Watterson is a genius. And one of the other influences we mentioned was the Mike O'Mara show, at least on my end. And thanks to all you guys who thanked me for turning you on to that podcast, MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll give us some love back eventually.
And the weirdest story there is Rob Spiewak, who's the producer. I guess they had like one radio station left in like Iowa that was still carrying their show.
Yeah.
And he does, it's like an AM station in the middle of Iowa somewhere. And then he does like some random like pseudo top 40 show on the weekends.
Yeah, it's radio.
It's bizarre. It is so bizarre.
But he's kind of my idol in that he started as an intern. Mm-hmm. And he went to VCU where I went.
Mm-hmm.
And then he worked his way into the show. And now he is part of the show.
Yeah.
It's a... You know, well, now he's out of a job, too, so...
He's a good dude.
I guess I'm following his career path.
Yeah.
Rob, why can't you be better? Be more successful.
So what did you do this weekend? Anything exciting?
Well, aside from shopping for the couch, not a whole bunch. A lot of drinking going on. There was a birthday Saturday night.
Look at this.
What is that? Oh, yeah. String?
Huge thread hanging off your brand new couch.
Listen, it was a discount couch. There was a reason it was there. If I had waited 2 more weeks, it would have been $125.
I'm going to pull this because I don't want this whole cushion to explode.
No, I'll cut it off. Right. The interesting thing that happened to me was on Friday, checking my email. Thanks to everybody that emails theempireradio@gmail.com. This is what came in. Orders at planetfitness.com.
Mm-hmm.
This is an automated confirmation from Planet Fitness Online. we've received the following application for membership. I'm like, huh? Apparently, I signed up for a Planet Fitness membership.
When did that happen?
Friday, and I didn't do it. My girlfriend did it, because apparently I am fat.
Subtle hint.
She decided that the best way for me to not be fat was to get into a gym, and with all this time on my hands.
Why not?
So, the first thought that went through my head was that she made a New Year's resolution for me.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm going to have to keep up
well,
to
it. Well, maybe her New Year's resolution is to make you healthier.
Have
her
a thinner
resolution
boyfriend?
To herself. To have a thinner, better-looking boyfriend.
But aren't I perfect as I am?
That Narragansett tall boy is not helping that action any.
No sharp edges on me, as we like to say. So I posted it on Tumblr earlier, Facebook, Twitter, all that. They're all connected. Asking about New Year's resolutions.
I've ruined that connection somehow. I don't know what I did. They're all like going different places.
Stop touching things.
Seriously, I make one change, everything's like. Pfft.
Did you make a New Year's resolution this year?
No.
I wish I had, and it would have been to not get fired, and maybe things would have turned out differently. So you don't believe in them?
I just, it's not worth it. It's not worth the heartache, you know, because you spend the first 3 days being into it, and by the fourth day, you're like, meh.
Yeah, when I used to belong to a gym, you could never go in January.
Yeah.
Because what happens is everybody signs up, they're like, I'm going to get in this year.
Ripped.
And there's just a bunch of people who don't know what they're doing, taking far too long on the machines, and you're like, just get out of the way.
There's a 30-minute limit on the treadmill, people. 30 minutes.
Now, this is when I was 20 pounds lighter and actually in shape, whereas now, not so much. I just kind of continue to get bigger. But Peter wrote in, I finally broke my New Year's 08 resolution of not making any more resolutions. The girlfriend and I decided to cut fast food out of the diet this year. The hardest part is not eating those delicious sausage egg McMuffins and those hash browns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my fatty liver made me cut those out, although I had some the other day.
Well, and
it was
a
bad day.
And you can't make a resolution like that and watch television, because that's all I've realized. I had never watched television until I lost my job.
Until you had a lot of free time?
Yeah, until I had nothing else to do. And that's all it is. It's all food.
Cars.
Chili's, the appetizer, the two entrees, and the dessert for $20.
Sounds
I'm like,
like
I should,
a deal.
We should do that now. I mean, the Red Lobster's doing it, where it's kind of the same deal, except it's $30, which I'm like, get the Red Lobster. Stop it.
Red Lobster should be all you can eat.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The fiery wings at KFC, it's all food all the time. And it's no wonder we're a nation of fat asses.
Peter ends it with, P.S. I just bought some new headphones so I could listen to the podcast at work. Viva la Empire.
Ooh, what'd you get? I'm a headphone nerd.
Brian says, I stopped doing the New Year's resolution things as no matter what I tried to do, they only lasted a week or so, except for 2006 when I did the South Beach diet for a whole 4 months. Lost 40 pounds, then promptly went on a three-week bender, starting with a Vegas trip, and gained most of it back.
I'll reward myself by going to the Bellagio and going through the line about 16 times. That was one of the highlights of that drive across America I did with Private Snowball, was stopping in Vegas. I hate Vegas. I hate it. I think it sucks. I don't have a good time there. Until we went to the Bellagio buffet. Oh, my God.
Now, as I understand it, you can't eat the shrimp. This is what I learned from watching the movie Go.
Oh, yeah. I forget what that
they
is.
They all just got sick.
Yeah.
Because the shrimp's full of dyes and stuff
God
to keep
damn
it fresh looking.
Everything was so good. It was so good.
I've yet to be to Vegas. I guess I got free time. I should do it.
Yeah.
Chris says, I made a personal resolution not to drink as much as I did last year. It's the 11th, and I've been drunk on 7 of the 11 days.
Yeah.
Looks like I'm off to a good start. Damn the man, save the empire, and bah weep.
Thank you.
My New Year's resolution is not to get angry over little things. It lasted about 12 hours. My retarded dog pissed on the floor. That's from Barry.
There you go.
You can't hope that dogs are going to help you. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I don't think you can make behavioral resolutions.
I've done that. Remember when I went through this phase where every time I got mad, I wanted to calm down by going, I'm Kevin Spacey. I'm Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
Because his character's always cool.
Yeah.
Especially in American Beauty when, you know, he pulls up to the drive-thru or he buys the car and he's like, I rule.
Yeah.
He's just very calm, cool, and collected. So I went through this period where I was like, I'm Kevin Spacey. I'm Kevin Spacey. And it didn't work very long. I'm a thrower. I'm an angry guy because I'm passionate. So when I get angry, my emotions get the best of me. It's like the other day when I got pulled over by the cop.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, officer, whatever your name is, I wish I had caught it. Man. Else I'd be screwed. But
my
yeah.
5-year-old on the way to school this morning asked me, Dad, why do you get angry sometimes? because we were running late this morning. We were trying to get out the door. and they were doing the little kid thing of just walking in circles and doing nothing. And I kind of gave him a little, like, one of these kind of in the butt, you know? Didn't kick him.
But you kicked your kid in the ass?
I gave him a little, you know, side of the foot, a little soccer
boot.
Kick. Boom. You know, all right, let's go. Move it. Come on. We're running late. And so we're on our way to school. And he's like, Dad, why do you get so angry sometimes? No, the same reason you do. You can't try to change behavior through New Year's resolutions. You got to, you know, like the fast food thing. That makes sense.
I think, yeah, you are who you are. You're wired the way you are.
Yeah.
I'm always going to be the fiery, angry Irish guy.
Yeah.
I know I'm always going to drink. I try to drink less because the doctor told me to.
Sure.
I know I'm going to. I mean, it happened this weekend.
As you down that Narragansett tall boy at 12:18.
When we got this couch, we were coming back from Avon. And I had the lady in the car with me, and I was like, all right, call ahead. We had to rent a truck because it didn't fit in Fletcher's stupid fake SUV.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, call them and tell them that when we're pulling up, this thing's by the hour, $19, then $10 every hour.
Okay.
So I was like, come on, be ready.
Yeah.
So we pulled up. I'm like, honk, honk. 30 seconds go by, and I'm already pissed.
Sure.
I'm like, we called ahead, said be ready. A minute goes by. Then, you know, Fletcher stumbles out, and we had a guy with us to help. And he's nowhere to be seen. I'm like, the plan was, I pull up, you guys pull the couch off.
Yeah.
And I get out of here.
We go.
I end up having to help them pull it off because they're retarded when it comes to pulling a couch off a flatbed. And then I'm just stewing. And then the girl has to go to the bathroom. I'm like, this isn't in the plan. I had an effing plan, and I want to go.
And you're all ruining it.
I'm a planner, and when plans don't go my way, I go off the deep end. And there's nothing I can do about it. Kids are just going to be the death of me.
You and my wife, if that plan does not go according to what she's got in her head, it's a shit show. Like she can't deal. Same way as you.
Caitlin emails theempireradio@gmail.com. It's not so much of a resolution, but every year I celebrate holiday weight gain season. That's between Thanksgiving and New Year's, mm-hmm. and followed up with eating healthy in January just for balance. I thought I'd been doing a good job of working out and eating well over the past 10 days, but on Saturday night I felt so fat that I almost took a pregnancy test, even though I was damn certain I'm not pregnant. I just wanted there to be some excuse for feeling so fat, aside from eating and drinking too much. I'm a classy broad like that. Caitlin, we enjoy classy broads like you.
Ain't that right?
And this is from Stan. My initial resolution was to kick heroin.
What?
I make it every year and have managed to keep it as well, at least as far as I can remember. I made a new one, though, and that is to boycott any company that advertises with any business. All right, let's not.
Maybe you should have screened that one a little bit more.
I'll just stop there. We do appreciate the support.
You should kick heroin, though, sir. Stop chasing that dragon.
Yeah, heroin is a terrible, terrible
You will never
drug.
Catch it.
Heroin, you have to use needles, right?
Yeah.
No, I could never.
Well, I think you can smoke it, too. Like, I don't know.
A giant pussy. Because of this fat liver, I've been going into the doctor and getting all these blood tests.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had piercings. I've had tattoo work. But I can't take my. I can't watch the needle go in my arm.
No,
and I can't watch
and
the
then
blood.
It sits there. It sits there, which is the worst part. I don't even care about the piercing portion. It's the fact that it just sits there. You're like, all right, get it out, 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 and you can't look. I mean, don't look at it.
They took maybe 6 tubes of blood for this for
oh
my last test
because
I
really?
Got everything before when I found out I had the fatty liver. I had, you know, AIDS, all that, or HIV and herpes and whatever.
Sure.
And I came back clean except for the fatty liver, so that's nice. But it just takes forever. And I can't watch the blood fill the tube. I'm like, that's not supposed to be going in there.
No, that's mine.
And I didn't even get a cookie.
And it's orange. Nice. Why is it orange? Whoa, what was that?
Oh, we're in Alston, so people just come flying through here.
Sounded weird in the headphones for some reason.
Ambulances, fire trucks, police cars, and hot rods, apparently.
Yeah. so you want to play a tune here as we go through some more emails?
I do have a tune I'd like to play. It is by Jimmy World.
Mm-hmm.
It is probably a song you've never heard because it's off the Stay On My Side Tonight EP,
mm-hmm.
which they released before, what was the one with Big Casino?
Futures?
No, it was after Futures and before
whatever that one was with
the peacock feather on it. For whatever reason, I can't
Chase This Light.
Is that what it was called?
I think so.
I think you're right. It was just kind of in between there. So it's a longer Jimmy Eat World song.
Right.
It's not like the 3-minute pop songs they do, but it is probably one of my favorite all-time Jimmy Eat World songs. And this is a band that was so huge in the early 2000s. That Bleed American record was huge.
Yep.
And I feel like people have kind of forgotten them. I went to the Clarity 10-year anniversary. The show was amazing. They're a great band. And I feel like they should have been higher up on a lot of people's lists of the best bands or records of the early 2000s.
Agreed.
Because they're a fantastic band. And this song has flanger in it, which is really what does it for me. That...
Hold on, I might actually have a flange over here. Hold on a second.
Oh, really? I love the flanger. Makes everything sound cooler.
Let me see. This may or this.
Do you know how to work this thing?
Yeah, hold on.
Charlie's turning knobs and buttons over there. Oh, hey.
See?
I love this thing. It makes everything sound amazing.
Yeah, it's
Can
awesome.
I keep this on my voice the whole time?
No, it's making me nauseous.
All right.
So what's the name of the song?
It is Closer from Jimmy Eat World off the Stand My Side Tonight EP.
Every day I
Damn it, I hate it when you do that. It's the most obnoxious thing you do. I have known you for how long now, and you still, you know it drives me ape shit, and you still do it. Charlie has this terrible habit of cracking his knuckles at the loudest volume. It's unbelievable.
One of my favorite things to do is if I do it off my head, and then I open my mouth so it just reverberates out of my mouth.
I wish that cracking your knuckles really did give you arthritis, because you would have hands like hooves right now.
Clause.
And it would have served you right, because you sometimes I think you just do it to make me angry.
Oh yeah, like just now.
God damn it.
Well, I had to make that boner from Jimmy Eat World go away somehow.
Oh, it's gone.
I could see it through the Snuggie.
Completely flaccid over here.
Did you get some more emails about New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, this one from Kendra. I didn't make a formal resolution, but to myself, I resolved to not bitch at my husband as much as I did in 2009.
That's nice.
So far, I think I'm doing better, but we'll see how long I can stand it. So hard to not vent.
And tell him how wrong he is about everything.
Jackie says, my New Year's resolution was not to make any New Year's resolutions. I haven't broken it yet, and it's working out quite well.
Good.
Which is the way to go. You know, if you want to change something, you're just going to end up changing it.
Yeah.
You don't need to
torture yourself over it.
Yeah, you don't need a date to do it. You just need the willpower to do it.
Like you and your fatty liver. How's that going?
Yeah, well, it was going well until the 4th.
So Ed and I have been kind of, I mean, it's only been a week since we've been unemployed.
We're still figuring this out.
Yeah, we're still kind of figuring things out. And I didn't tell you about this. I went on Friday to this place called Brickyard Visual Effects. It's over on Newbury Street.
You mentioned it briefly.
This is undoubtedly the coolest office space I have ever been in my life. I guess the guy that owns the company collects old like neon signs, old signage. So it's all full of old theater signs. You know, the old theater signs that are individual bulbs.
Yeah, but it's got to drive you crazy because you have super sensitive hearing. And you have to hear the hum from the neon and everything.
There was a couple that were buzzing. A lot of them weren't on. And I think it's one of those things that if you turned them all on, number one, you couldn't hear yourself think. And number two, it would just be bright as the surface of the sun. But those old, you know, individual bulb signs. There was a 1967 Red Sox banner that, you know, the huge ones they hang up in the park.
Yeah.
I guess they have like an auction of those every couple of years. So we bought one. So that's hanging up. The whole place, it was all almost like old doors just kind of hung here and there. That the offices weren't really offices. They were more like alcoves. Undoubtedly the coolest place I have ever been in my life. And I told the guy when I was leaving, it wasn't really an interview. It was more just like, you know, go meet this dude and see what he's got going on. And I told him, I was like, look, I'll just come back here and just hang out. Like, this place is awesome.
You don't even have to pay me.
Their kitchen. Holy shit. Their kitchen, number one, was huge. This big, long counter space. And they had the glass front refrigerator, beer, like sodas, is bottled water, and they had like tall glass jars up on the counter, just lined up, full of like candy and chips, and it was like, yeah, we just kind of come in and just kind of grab whatever.
And I bet those people do great work because it's little things like that that make a big deal. And yeah, I know in tough times, it's hard to pay for things like that. But that's what happened to The Simpsons. It comes back to The Simpsons.
Yeah, the donuts. They took the donuts away.
Homer looked forward to the donuts all morning only to find they were gone.
Yeah, same thing. See?
They're geniuses over there.
The little things. So that's what I did on Friday. On Saturday, and this gives an example of how just completely and utterly out of it I am, I met up with this dude, Dave, and his fiance. Let's talk about DJing their wedding a little bit later on this year. Really nice couple. They were super cool. And we were wrapping it up. We met in Burlington because they live in New Hampshire and I live in Salem. So we kind of met sort of halfway. And as we're wrapping it up, it was like 5:30. I was like, yeah, sorry. I'm like letting you guys out in the middle of rush hour traffic. And they go, it's Saturday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What I like is how you're actively pursuing work. Meanwhile, I'm just buying couches and drinking copious amounts of booze.
Yeah, well, and you know, I'm not hoping to make this a business, but just – it's fun. Like, I DJed my neighbor's wedding, and it was fun. Like, I had a good time. So it's just one of those things where I can just kind of line up whatever. I mean, if you want to come along, you're more than welcome to, because I think we'd have a good time doing it.
Have you ever seen me dance to Backstreet Boys?
Yes, I have actually seen you. You got the whole routine down.
I know the whole thing. So I'll be the entertainment. I'll be the MC, and you can be the guy with the headphones on but only over one ear.
Oh, I did that. I did that for years.
That's how they do that. Yeah,
that's why this year is in much worse shape than this year.
But you have to turn them upside down. because that's what all the cool kids are doing.
I can't do that because they fall off.
Or why do they do this? They don't even have it on. They kind of take the one, and you'll have to deal with me because you can't see what I'm doing. But you take them off, turn the one outside, and then you just lean on it.
No, yeah, that's so, I can never do that. It has a strap. It has a headband for a reason.
Yeah, they're made to fit your head.
Yeah, so you take the one, and you just move it like
now,
that.
Now, why do you do that?
Because if you're specifically if you're beat matching, you have monitors hanging up over you if it's a good club. So you're hearing what's in the room, and then you're queuing up the next song in here. And if you're like doing beat matching and stuff, so you can you can cue it up in this ear.
Oh, I could never do that matching. I can't keep time.
And in all seriousness, that's why my right ear is shot, because I was hearing in the room, and it was like a DC-8 taking off in that room. It was so fucking loud. But this ear had the headphones on. I had the headphones at a reasonable volume. So my right ear is trashed, and I blame you, Axis. I blame you.
Yeah, but you had a good time there.
God, I had a great time there. That was back when I was fun and interesting and a good time.
That was back before I met you.
Yeah, exactly.
I did see. Was it your 30th birthday? That you? I saw you vomit. That was the most fun I think I've ever had.
No. That was Keith's last DJing gig at that shitty club that he worked at.
Oh yeah.
And it was his last night there. And Ed was driving the station vehicle because it was a station event, and you were for whatever reason put in charge of me, and you loaded me back into the vehicle, and then you went back inside to like do your job or whatever, and I had to open the door of the vehicle and vomit out onto the sidewalk because we were all class at that organization.
I kind of want to put it into perspective. 2001, I think, is when we met.
Why do I still have this off?
I don't know. And I came on as a street teamer at another station in the cluster.
Right.
And weaseled my way over to the station you were on because it was the alternative station.
Right.
And I started out driving you guys around, you and Keith around, because you were big-time DJs, ooh, the talent.
Look at us.
I had to carry everything and set everything up.
That's right.
Keith, the first time we did an appearance together, his parents showed up. It was at a burger joint at a Hardee's.
Really?
And they had just released these big burgers. You know how they do that every few years.
Yeah, food porn.
And his parents were there.
That's so odd.
And Keith's parents, his mom goes, "Why aren't you talking to him?" And he's like, "Oh, he's a street teamer. I don't talk to them." Because he thought I was, 10 years younger than him.
Yeah.
He thought I was, some kid just out of high school.
Not knowing you're the same age.
Meanwhile, I'm the same age. Sorry, I didn't age as poorly as you, Keith. And that's kind of how my transition's gone. I've gone from driving these assholes around and taking care of them, making sure they had drinks when they were working these club events, to sitting unemployed on couches with you and everything in between.
And here we are.
It's
By the way, I pulled into your driveway today, and Ed just happened to be standing out in the driveway when I pulled up, and he's kind of waving the car and you looked like a homeless person. You know how crazy homeless people like on the street will like see you trying to park and they'll be like, "Yeah, bring it on back that up." And that's what you look like. You had like the pea coat with dog all
yeah,
over
I'll explain
it.
What
dog
I'm wearing.
Hair all over it. You got the socks on.
Short socks. I was wearing slip-ons.
You had your slip-on Pumas, and then you've got your waffle thermals on.
Under my sports shorts.
Your Target brand champion shorts.
Wearing another free Puma shirt. Yeah. We love you guys. Thank you very much.
And what hat did you have on? It wasn't a stocking cap.
It was a cap with a brim.
Yeah. You look like a homeless person. I thought there was a homeless person standing in your driveway, like waving me in.
I'm just playing the part, Charlie.
I tried to get dressed up.
Did you shower today?
Yeah, I didn't yesterday. No.
I have not. Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
I have not.
Oh. That's what that smell is. I thought it was the dogs, but no, it's
no, you. It's just me. I've kind of given up on life until the lady comes around, and then I'm like, oh, got a shower.
Yeah, so what's her deal? She's working?
Yeah, she's got a job, which is nice.
Yeah.
And she's been super supportive. Like, she's really kind of behind everything. She knows the plan. I told her the plan, and we're just going to keep doing this.
So you're going to keep her around, or like,
what? I'd be stupid not to. She's supporting me when I have no job.
So she's feeding you and everything?
And well, I still have some money, and her parents haven't told her to dump me yet, which
is
nice.
That's good. That's a bonus.
Yeah, they ask her how I'm doing, not when are you going to dump him.
Nice.
So I guess they like me.
Sounds like you're in.
Yeah. So I have no plans. Hopefully, she has no plans of getting rid of me because I thoroughly enjoy her company. And yeah, we had a good time over the weekend. There was a birthday party. There was just stuff to do. Paul Driscoll celebrating his birthday by spinning at the Pill.
Yeah.
So we went out there and had a great time. Saturday, we were at McGreevy's. A bunch of people came out, said some hi to some sandboxers. And she was drinking goblets of wine.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Danielle was actually bartends at McGreevy's.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, here, have some wine. Oh, yeah. These things were fish bowls. My girlfriend was just a wreck. She was... liability. She's a shit show by the end of the night. Nice. I was like, it's time to get you to bed. She woke up the next morning feeling terrible.
Do you remember the FTW line number off the top of your head?
It is 617-299-1541.
I feel like you looked.
No, I didn't. I double-checked after I said it. I brought up the window after I said it. 617-299-1541. That is where you leave your messages for us regarding anything. And I guess we're going to get to that after you play a tune.
Yeah, so you got to pick a song that gives you a boner, so I'm going to do the same thing.
All right, Aphex Twin or Bowie?
Bowie, oddly enough.
I knew it!
So they re-released Spaced Oddity. It's a 40th anniversary edition, which is nuts, by the way. That album came out in 1969. Oh, my God. And there's a second disc.
Am I allowed
there.
To make 69 jokes now?
Sure, if you want to.
69.
And the lead-off track on that bonus disc that's not the remastered album is a demo version of Space Oddity, which, having listened to it a couple times, I think is actually superior to the album version. And by the way, there's a couple of different versions. There's the album version of Space Oddity, and then there's the bullshit radio edit. And too many people know the bullshit radio edit. You've got to get the album version. But this is a demo version, Space Oddity, David Bowie from 1969.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
8, 7.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
4, 3.
Check ignition and may God's love be with you.
Okay, there you go. David Bowie for the win. FTW.
I'm glad you got to play that, Charlie. I did not see that coming.
No, not at all. I would never play Aphex Twin on here, by the way. I just want to tell you people right now. That will never happen.
Come on, you pussy.
I don't want to torture the people like that. I'm the only one.
Make them fast forward through it?
He's a crazy person.
His
that
music
Richard D. James.
Is the stuff that nightmares are made of.
I've told you the stories about like how he rented out a bank building in downtown London and put like giant stuffed bears in the teller windows and would sit on the floor with his laptop and make music. And people would walk in with like checks in their hand and be like, this isn't a bank. And I'd be like, no.
He is a weird dude.
He bought all this military surplus stuff, like tanks and missiles and stuff, and put it in his mom's yard.
I bet the neighbors were thrilled about
pumped.
That.
Yeah, there was like a Titan IV whatever missile like that he bought and just had it, not laying down, standing up. The thing's like 60 feet tall, and he had to put it in his mom's backyard.
When you have a kid like that, you got to just be like, huh, I don't know what
sure,
happened.
Whatever.
I should have stayed off the acid.
So the FTW line, we have a weekend's worth of FTW line.
617-299-1541. That is the voicemail where you can leave us messages and we will play them back because we can, really.
Sure.
Oh, my God, guys. So happy to hear you guys back on some sort of airwave. Just wanted to tell you my heart and just totally emotional that they did what they did. I called FNX, I don't know what day it was, maybe Tuesday or Monday. And I got on the air and I talked to Dakin and Fletcher, and I guess Henry was there. Who fucking knows? Anyway, I just wanted to voice my opinion and just tell them what a fucked up job they did. And I'm pretty sure Dakin didn't have anything to do with it, but I hope corporate heard me, because I was just listening to the first Empire podcast, and you were right, it was all about the people out there. It wasn't about you, Fletcher, and Charlie. It was something more. I mean, I woke up every day, and that was the shining point of my work day. It was honest to God. So the fact that you guys got such a fucking raw deal is just absolutely terrible. I'm so sorry, but I'm so excited to hear you guys on these podcasts. So keep playing the good fight. I'll be listening every single time, and you guys know that you have tons of support out there. All right, bye.
Look what I made for that guy.
Oh, you made a little heart out of some cable there.
I made a little heart out of Radio Shack headphone cable. This is for you, sir.
Who knew you were so talented,
Charlie?
Look
at that, huh?
On the radio, I know that you guys have to be careful about what you find offensive. Well, this is what I find offensive. I was driving in and heard a commercial today for some dark under-eye treatment, I guess, and the guy says something like, dark circles are caused by fragile capillaries bursting and leaving pools of blood at the bottom of your skin. Now, I find that particularly disgusting. That is offensive to me, and I certainly don't want to hear it on the radio. But how come they can play that and you can't say something like, motherfucker? Just a word.
Well, that was the whole thing with Loveline. When Loveline started out was, it was 15-year-old kids calling in and talking about their penis. And everyone's like, oh, penis on the radio, what?
She makes a good point. I hate the anti-abortion protesters who hold up pictures of dead babies. Like, that is far more offensive to me than anything. Like, I get what you're trying to say, and I understand your position, but can't you go about it in a classier way other than, putting aborted babies on poster board and bringing your kids?
I'll go one up on you on that. Yeah, bringing children to your political protest is, if you want to fuck your kids up, that's one way to do it. There was a children's museum in a town that I used to live in, and guess where the psycho anti-abortion people would set up?
In front of the museum?
And they had like an 18-foot box truck that had the picture of an aborted fetus on the side of it, full color. In front of the fucking children's museum. Like, really?
Just because you can say something in any way you want doesn't mean you have to.
Mm-hmm.
You fucks.
Weep, gentlemen. Jesse from Maine. With a question. If you could have an animal part, what would it be?
Hmm.
For example, a elephant trunk, a monkey tail, a horse penis, anything else? Wings. Oh, no. Can't be wings.
What?
Any part that can't be wings. Go. Feed the Wookiee!
Yes, feed the Wookiee indeed. Why would you put that limit on it? No wings. Horse penis, while in theory sounds good, mine works and I'm kind of happy with it.
So a
tail that he mentioned.
Prehensile
tail.
Yeah. Where it's at.
Yeah, the remote's over there. I'm kind of laying on my side and it's behind me. I don't have to reach.
No. I'll go you one up there, Ed. So you take your France fancy new couch here and you split the cushions a little bit. And that's where your prehensile tail goes, is right in the cushions there. Because it would be kind of a pain in the ass, no pun intended. It, you know, because it'd be in the way.
Yeah, you'd
sit
on
it. You
have
to cut holes in all your jeans. But you've got the remote in this hand, you know, burger or burrito in this hand. And what's on your tail? The mug of beer. Woot, it's just there. And it's just floating there right by your head whenever you need it.
Woot. Or say that you have an itch on your nose while you're doing all this, drinking a beer and eating. You're like, eh, I don't have to put anything of importance down. Scratch.
Here it comes.
There you go. We vote tails.
Apparently, this is my week to call about things that suck and generally irritate me. A couple days ago, it was the end of my vacation. Today, it's the people at my car dealership. I got a car in 2008. It's a great car. It has this maintenance minder feature in the car, so when the car needs maintenance, it tells you.
Mm.
But I still get an envelope in the mail containing a letter, an identical letter, every month from the car dealership reminding me that my car has maintenance minder and that when the maintenance minder goes off, I should bring the car in for service. And I do. Every time the maintenance minder goes off, I bring the car in for service. I don't need the letters. I could have wallpapered my bedroom by now with the number of letters I've gotten since I got the car in September 2008.
That maintenance minder thing, it's all a lie and a sham.
This is another example of technology gone awry.
Yeah.
They put something in it which is good, but didn't get rid of the old one, which is redundant. It's like the fast lane. If I get a violation, which happened all the time because I traveled a lot and my recharge rate was too low,
mm-hmm.
I had to up it.
Right.
So they would send me a violation for every time, a letter for every I received 8 letters once.
Mm.
All in the same day. They sent out an individual letter for each violation. They can't just say, like, take the extra day to send them out and go, oh, this guy has 8. It's all under the same tag, same address. Let's mm-hmm. put them in one. Or, oh, I don't know, maybe these things could just recharge instantly?
Maybe.
They charge me. It's, oh, my God. And now I had to pay an extra $5 administrative fee because the first 7, I sent them all in. I'm like, look, it just hadn't recharged. They're like, okay. They went to charge all 8. Well, the 7 took out my balance. It had to recharge.
Right.
Which didn't mean the 8th didn't pass.
Ugh.
So I got tagged for another extra $5 for administrative fee because their stupid system doesn't update in time.
Now, did you finally switch over to the end state pass?
No, I just upped my limit to like $30. So when I get below that, it charges another, you know, $35 on. So I'm walking around with like a $70 limit at all times.
The thing about the maintenance minder thing is that whole when you buy a new car and they want you to bring it in every couple of months to get it looked at and it costs you $350 just to pull into the lot is such it's right up there with the changing your oil every 3,000 miles. You don't need to change oil every 3,000 miles.
5,000 is good, right?
5, even 10 in some cases, depending on how you drive and what kind of oil you put in. It's all a sham. It's a money-making sham. That can be easily fixed with a piece of electrical tape. The black tape fix, right over.
Hey, it's Billy Corrigan.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, I told you. Hold on. Hey, it's Dick Clark. Are doing season. Something for special ed.
Well, thank you, I guess.
Well,
is this creeping you out too?
Just a little.
Lock.
I'm betting there's no pants involved here.
Mm-mm.
First of all, we all know that was
not
Billy
Corgan.
Don't
you edit these?
Well, I wanted you to get offended by this. Because someone's out there doing the bits that are obviously properly done by us. Billy Corgan yet to make an appearance.
Twice. 2 times over.
On
this is the second instance of that.
On this show, the proper BC. I'm not going to say his name again because I don't want to deal with him today.
Hey, you guys. I just listened to the first podcast. I want to say thank you so much for doing this. Everybody calling in sounds like really depressed right now, but I think it's really awesome that you guys are doing this, and I'm just completely psyched, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you. It's very kind.
We like kind wishes. Thank you very much. We're doing what we can, And the show is still evolving. We're still figuring out this whole internet thing.
Mm-hmm.
The future is that we want to stream live.
Right.
I want to set up the instant messenger so if somebody's listening on the stream, they can comment. And phones. So, you know, and it's got to be cheap.
That too.
Fruit salad. Yama, yama.
That's a Wiggles reference. I don't expect you to get
okay,
that.
Okay, I didn't know. I was hoping you would know. I thought it was maybe a movie reference. Fruit salad, yama, yama?
Yummy, yummy.
Oh, that's what they said?
Fruit salad, yummy, yummy.
Wow, this is what we're subjecting children to these days?
Yeah, there's other lyrics that I have fortunately wiped from my brain.
Lucky you.
Hey, you got to say, love the podcast. Listening this morning, and got to totally relate with the old people in the old cars. I got stuck on Route 4, single lane, up to Sandsburg. Every goddamn day, a blue hair. I swear to God, the whole ride, stuck behind. Fucking, it's aggravating. But, yeah, love the podcast. Keep it up, guys.
Blue hairs are the worst.
They ruin everything.
Q-tips, blue hairs, whatever you want to call them.
I love how Charlie makes fun of 15-year-old SFA for misspelling the word worship on only the second day in the air. I love it. Talk to you guys later.
Here, hold on a second. Let me take this call really quick. Hey, what's up, Michael Diskin? How are you? Good. Yes. Okay. 20th. All right, sounds good. Chris Schlesinger is out of town until tomorrow. He's in Mexico. No, the guy that I spoke to really had no answers for me other than he was in Mexico, so I was going to try him tomorrow. Okay. Yep. Yeah, pretty good. I'm actually over at Casa de Ed right now recording another Empire podcast.
Yeah!
Yeah, it's quite all right. All right, Michael, thank you for the call. Take care. One of the stand-up guys over at the Phoenix Media Communications Group, Michael Diskin.
The always sexy Michael Diskin.
Yes, still sexy, even though he shaved off his beard for that girl.
He looks so weird.
so I think you were there, actually, when he sent the email that there was a shoot that he wants me to help out with, I guess, with a model, and it's a lingerie shoot.
Oh, tough work for you.
And he was like, just in case you need any more convincing, here's a picture of the model that we're using. I was like, really? Could you class it up a little bit?
Good for you.
Good for you.
Back to the FTW.
Yeah, sorry.
Hey, guys, this is Fudgy the Whale calling. I just wanted to say thank you for naming your new phone line after me. I really appreciate it. Times have been pretty rough to old Fudgy. You guys know what it's like being out of work, having a rough time, making ends meet. The dicks over at Cold Stone won't even return my goddamn call. Fill out an application. Wouldn't even want to work over there. Ooh, 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 ring a bell. I'll do a song and a goddamn dance. You tip 17 cents to some college kid who's just going to blow it all on Adderall and PBR. You know, it's... Fudgy used to be the man up here.
All right.
But, you know, everybody knew. Everybody knew Carvel. We were a goddamn empire.
Mm-hmm.
Used to go partying down on the weekends with my boy down in Hartford. Used to go out, party it up and shit. Pa, 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 pa. Dancing in the clubs and shit like that. Ladies loved the two of us, man. So good times, brother. Good times. Yeah, hang on. No. No, I'm not smoking down here. No. Shut up, Cookie Puss. Shut your mouth.
Oh, poor Cookie Puss.
Yeah, well, go to the store in like an hour, right? All right. Go watch your fucking stories. Like an hour from now. All right. Hey, guys. Sorry. I got to go. Again, thanks for naming the line after me. Try to keep in touch. Let me know. You guys got any leads. Charlie, I know you got kids. I'm still really good with kids, you know. Kids parties and stuff like that. Kids gotta still love cake and love ice cream.
It's true.
Fudgy's an ice cream cake.
Put the two together.
Much better than that, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Keep it real, guys.
Is Fudgy going to swear in front of the children, though? That's what I want to know.
I certainly hope not. And it's a sad day when these tough economic times have hit Fudgy the Whale.
I had no idea that Fudgy was out of work. And for how long?
And Cookie Puss.
Well, he and Cookie Puss living together is kind of like you and Fletcher living together right now, I would imagine.
But I guess both of them are out of work.
It's a shame.
Unlike this household.
Go watch your stories.
Yeah, I got one for you.
Is that guy's bit?
I'm guessing it is. Every time he calls, I got one for you.
There's
pause,
humor in repetition, sir.
Hang up. Third time's the charm.
They got rid of the name thing, I guess? All right. So this goes out to Meatball Shit guy. I got halfway through his call from yesterday before I realized that it wasn't me telling the story. Give me my friggin' voice back, Meatball Shit guy. Damn it.
So, all right, we have a fake BC from Smashing Pumpkins.
Right.
A fake Dick Clark now, and apparently somebody is...
Is imitating that dude?
Impersonating Meatball Shit guy. I count that as a win. I think people imitating somebody is a good thing.
It's the highest form of flattery, don't you know?
Absolutely. Well, that is it for the FTW line for
Fudgy
today.
Fudgy the Whale, you're welcome.
617-299-1541. It is open 24 hours a day. You will not get anybody ever, at least at this point. It is a voicemail system, and you can leave us your messages there and be a part of the empire.
Do you want to wrap this up with a special dedication, Ed?
Yes, actually, I do. This is coming in from Tracy.
Oh, hold on. Wait a minute.
What are you doing? Do I get the flanger for this? I'm all right with it. Yeah, it's the flanger. This one's coming in from Tracy, saying she's very excited to hear today's podcast. Where'd it go?
I'm
oh, you're holding
on?
On?
Yeah.
All right. It's the only good thing I have to look forward to. Talks about how her day sucks, saying, today would have been my dad's 70th birthday. You might want to cut the flanger because it's a little sad now.
I got you.
So I've been a bit on edge as it is. So maybe you and Charlie could play the first verse chorus of BC Boys Fight for Your Right for Dickie as a finisher. We will do better than that, but we're going to do it in our own unique way. We are going to play the Junkie XL remix of Fight for Your Right to Party. This goes out to Dickie because it sounds like Dickie's no longer with us, but he is part of the empire in heart.
Well, way to go out on a down note, but this song's a good time, so dance it up wherever you is, and we'll be back at some point later this week with Flanger.
Fun, isn't it?
And we'll give you a little thumb, too.
Yeah!
And keep the comments and all that good stuff coming. We're all over Facebook and Twitter and everywhere else. So and the blog, theempireradio.tumblr.com,
that
right?
is correct. The email address is theempireradio@gmail.com. And the voicemail, 617-299-1541. Hopefully we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Sure.
I ain't got shit to do.